Yesterday evening, Pope Benedict XVI led the way of the cross at the Colosseum, where he called on Christians to fix their eyes on Christ crucified and asking in prayer for him to enlighten our hearts. The Pope said we should seek the end of the old self, linked to selfishness, evil, and sin, and pray that God makes us into a new people, men and women transformed and inspired by God's love. Ira McCarthy takes a closer look at the service.
The light of 1,000 candles illuminated the dark night sky as a simple wooden cross wound its way around Rome's ancient Colosseum. Carried in turn by a family from the Diocese of Rome, by two Augustinian religious, by friars from the Holy Land, the land of our Lord's Passion, by a family from Ethiopia and two faithful from Egypt, the cross finally came to rest before Pope Benedict XVI.
In quest'ora s'insinua la tentazione della fuga.
This year, Pope Benedict XVI turned to the world of Augustinian nuns for the texts of the prayer, entrusting their composition to Sister Maria Rita Piccione, Mother President of Our Lady of Good Counsel Federation of Augustinian Monasteries in Italy. In her meditations, specifically spiritual in nature, each station took up a particular footprint left by Christ along the way of the cross. A footstep in which the believer is called to tread.
Dal Vangelo secondo Matteo. Venite a me.
Truth, honesty, humility, prayer, obedience, freedom, patience, conversion, perseverance, simplicity, kingship, self-giving, maternity, silent expectation. At the third station, when Jesus falls for the first time, Sister Maria Rita writes, Jesus turns to us and shows us a path. He becomes our teacher. He invites us to come to him whenever we experience human powerlessness. Marking the fifth station, when Simon of Cyrene helps Jesus carry the cross, she notes, Simon of Cyrene is really each one of us. He accepts the burden of the cross of Jesus just as we ourselves received the sign of the cross at Holy Baptism. On Veronica, at the sixth station, Sister Maria Rita reflects on the role of women. Veronica, she says, teaches us the secret of that feminine gaze that invites encounter and offers help. As Jesus is nailed to the cross, the Augustinian nun writes, the image of the crucified one, which no human decree will ever be able to remove from the walls of our heart, will remain forever the royal word of truth. As Christ dies on the cross, she concludes, this final breath, which brings Jesus' life to completion, is also a summons to all of us who believe in him. Now, the voice of God speaks in silent depths of the heart. I'm Ira McCarthy.